No, here. Arby's is owned by Wendy's.
Oh, that's why? No, I'm just kidding. I actually like Wendy's.
Wendy's is good. Wendy's nuggets are fucking bomb.
Actually,
bro.
The Arby's company like just bought
those
somebody.
Taillights are like $3,000, dude.
Nah, not right? That expensive.
How expensive are those taillights?
You can get them like $1,200, $1,400. Depends on like what you want them to do. If you want like. Like
you
RGB,
you
can like
programmed correctly.
Oh, that's right. That's so the Arby's company bought Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' was going down, dude.
Dunkin' was just like, bro, we need to stay afloat. And there's like that secret society of people that go to Arby's.
Yeah, me.
Secret society.
I keep Arby's open. I own Arby's.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's the same way with Long John's, though. Like, there's only, like, a select people that go to Long John's.
Long John's is good, too.
Long John's fucking slaps, bro.
What?
I don't go to Long John's.
I don't understand how you like Long John's, but you don't like Arby's.
They're both extremely like disgusting, greasy foods.
What?
Right?
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Hold the fuck up.
Whoa. Give me that gun.
I'm not there, man. I just, fast food is, like, very, I'm very picky with fast food.
What?
You probably like In-N-Out.
No, it's... Well,
okay, I was about to say.
He said, well, I do.
Yeah, he said it.
I do like it, but
open
it's
it up.
Amazing.
Open that can of whoop-ass. I can't because I don't got no like fingernails or something.
Anywho.
But...
Wow, what the hell is that?
Come
anyone
on,
that comes to the show,
man.
In-N-Out, get the fuck out.
Yes.
Yeah, In-N-Out. Yeah, you was in, now you out.
I said I like it. I didn't say I love it. And I go there when I'm literally like, I have no other choice. Because Whataburger comes before In-N-Out.
I'd rather eat dirt than eat In-N-Out.
Well, okay, so if you work at this BMW, you have a lot
this
of choices.
BMW. You'd be in Arlington, brother. Like down, like south.
Yeah, this BMW.
Sewell is closer to this place.
Yeah, probably.
Is it?
Yeah.
You work at the one on 20, right?
You work...
No, the 20? No, there's not one on 20. It's on 30.
Is it on 30?
It's by...
Yeah, it's on 30. It's right
by Collins, right?
Yeah, the AT&T Stadium is like 5 minutes from
away.
Oh,
okay.
Away.
I know. Okay.
Like, it's like North Arlington where all the gunshots happen and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a good area.
It's not bad. It's not that
great area for a BMW dealership.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nah, but like... this
right across
like,
the street's Cadillac, and they're making bank.
This dude has like a plethora of like
saying.
A restaurant,
a what?
Like a plethora of
a plethora,
a plethora,
a plethora,
a plethora, brother.
Okay,
I'm gonna say how I want to say
do
it.
Do you say clitoris too?
Yeah. Anyways, this dude has like a fuck ton of choices of like restaurants by him. Like, my ex used to live over there, so I know like that whole area. So like,
yeah, there's a lot of restaurants. I agree with you. I'm just picky right there.
You can
so
go to
like,
Torchy's.
I'm going
to
Torchy's.
Go
to I will agree. It's okay, but there's a freaking
I've never
like,
been to Biscuit
straight
Bar.
Straight Mexican taco shop down the street that we go to. It's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Chick-fil-A's, yeah, it's decent for lunch, and I'll go there. Like, I
decent.
Just don't like. Well, I just don't like getting. I just don't like getting the greasy food for lunch. I just don't do it because, like, you know what happens? You do that, and then you're ruined for the rest of the day. Like,
dude,
every
grill.
Time, always.
Fucking
yeah, he's
get
not
a,
wrong.
Get
yeah.
a fucking
so
set
I don't
of napkins,
that,
bro.
Dab that shit.
I'll go to you know Chipotle because it's like you know decently healthy.
Chipotle is heavy
sick
though.
From Chipotle, I get that, but.
Chipotle is heavy.
That's always the argument. They're always like, dude, no, people get salmonella from that or whatever the hell. Like,
I used to work at Chipotle.
Yeah,
and it was great.
See. And you still ate the food.
Isn't Chipotle owned by McDonald's?
I don't know.
What? No. Chipotle's their own company. It's public, and it's like $900 a share for their stock.
I thought they were owned
it's
by
like
McDonald's
Amazon.
Or something.
It's like Amazon status because they don't have that many shares.
Oh, shit. I hit the wrong button.
That's wild, dude.
You worked at Chipotle?
Yeah.
You still eat the food, right? You don't like it or what?
No, I mean, while I worked there, I hated it because I got it every day, but like, after I quit, I was like, yo, Chipotle's pretty sick again.
Yeah, but the point, so you know how normally you'll work for a place, like a restaurant, you won't eat their food? Because you're like, oh, I worked back in the back, and I know how they
oh,
get
nah,
their food, you
nah,
know, like Taco
fine.
Bell.
I feel that, because I used to work at Chicken Express.
And you
I
don't eat there,
fucking
right?
fucking hate that
you're
place.
You're like, ugh, the way they
not
do just, things.
Not because they, like, it used to be fucking good. Like, when I worked there, like, that place was good.
Oh, okay.
And then the freaking, so there was two, like, upper management guys. One of they were brothers. One of them literally called ICE on his other brother, and got him deported.
What?
Like
this is no joke. Like
what
he called ICE on
drama,
his brother,
dude
because
drama,
his
dude.
Brother was like over him. But once like the younger brother took over, place just, it was garbage,
that's
bro.
Crazy, man.
Like chicken dude. Was overcooked.
Speaking of calling ICE, man. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Garage Noise. My name's Ben, a.k.a. The Fender God. I'm here with Ginsky production.
Oh my.
I was like, there's a lot of static on this shit.
Ginsky Productions is in the building. Good, also,
Corey,
a.k.a.
The Motor Killer.
Oh snap.
Oh my God. Yeah,
Corey the window maker.
Right. So I never actually like the block didn't
also
blow.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Sky's here from the Toasty Podcast.
So what
dude? We did a sweet little podcast with them yesterday. So if you want to check it out, you can go to it's available on all platforms, but it's the Toasty Podcast. What's your preferred platform for people to listen on?
Spotify, for
Spotify?
Sure.
Go to Spotify and look
it
up.
I mean, if you have Spotify, the thing is, like, a lot of people don't have Spotify, which surprises me.
That's true.
I don't use Spotify.
I use Spotify.
It's free for podcasts. Do you like Apple Podcasts better?
Yeah, it's just easier because it's right there.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's on there, too. If you want to, you use whatever you want. But I use Spotify.
Okay.
I have Spotify for free, so.
Wow.
I was lucky.
Dude, this song in the background sounds like an old James Bond,
right? Like GoldenEye. If I can't just dun, dun, dun. A Boy Scare Weekly.
I feel like you're just gonna get censored, you know? Like if you're on anything else, we talked about that yesterday, but that's why
really?
Spotify is the thing for me.
I don't really have any issues other than that one time, but it was from Anchor. It wasn't from
I
like
I know, but it's well, you know who owns Anchor now? They bought them.
Who?
Spotify.
Oh, for real?
They bought
shit.
Anchor. That's probably why you haven't had any trouble since you freaking. You know what I mean? They bought them like last year. Sometimes
that's crazy. Let's get them ads back then.
I'm just saying, dude. But also, I want to support Spotify. That's why I'm like, hey, yeah, check out
Spotify.
I don't care about supporting Apple Podcasts. They haven't done enough to like. Make anything you like it's solely based on ratings when you start. So if you start a podcast on Apple Spotify or Apple Podcasts and you're like, I need to get big, the only way you're getting big or getting well known is if you have like massive amounts of ratings. So you're going around asking people to review your podcast. Who reviews podcasts? Who reviews anything?
Podcast
terrible.
Reviewers.
We have we have reviews on our podcast.
It's literally
how many?
Oh, let's see.
I have 10. So I'm just saying, like, it's, like, not that many. But I'm just – that's because I went around and said, hey, guys, whenever you listen, review.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
most of them are me.
Come on, man.
This dude made, like, fucking accounts and stuff.
Let's see.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
14.
Yeah. 14? See what I'm saying? Mm. But you've been at it 2 years, and 14 people probably that you know have reviewed it, like – that's how it goes. So Apple Podcasts will solely make your thing go like their algorithm is based on ratings almost. So it's like, you know, the new and noteworthy thing.
Yeah, to where it's like, yo,
that's
these
how
guys
you get big
popping.
Or whatever. Right.
Yeah, actually most of these are not me.
Oh,
Spotify
really?
Spotify doesn't do any of that.
Read the
this
reviews.
This is a revelation, dude. You're like seeing all these sweet reviews,
I know.
Dude.
Somebody posted one on June 17th. Keep it coming, dingbats.
Okay.
That was you.
Are you sure that was
you? That was you. You say dingbats all the time.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was James.
Oh. Nice.
And then...
What's up, James?
Somebody said, fucking love the show. That was the title.
Oh.
Always has me laughing. And the guy's always getting into good topics. Gorgarth.
Gorgarth?
Yo, whoever you are.
That was the name, so.
Shout out to Gorgarth.
Honestly, dude, you don't like these chairs? Sorry, no. I was sitting on it and I was enjoying the...
It's not bad, right?
It's decent. Yeah, it's not bad.
Cheap, dude.
It's just sometimes decent. They make weird noises.
Yeah, sometimes if you like lean over this way too much, it's like...
I mean, they are kind of like... It seems like they're on one pole here.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
If you do something wrong, it's going up your ass.
Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah, I like these chairs.
You know?
These chairs are like very safe.
Oh, look. Close you hate.
Yeah. Sad boys.
Shout out to the boys.
Bro, imagine if we got them on here. That'd be crazy.
Probably could.
Right?
Huh?
Huh?
What? Club Street Hate.
Oh.
So you said you do like a pre thing?
We did it already.
Oh,
yeah.
We did it already? That's why you, okay, cool, awesome.
That's why he was like, yeah. Speaking of ice.
Keep cruising.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
What up, dingbats?
What up, dingbats?
But yeah, man, I mean, like, I know you're, like, so disappointed in our setup compared to yours.
When did I say that?
I can tell in your face.
Nah, dude, this is dope.
Damn, that guy's rich, bro.
But like he said, I don't know, I'm just glad to be on another person's podcast, dude. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm just going to be here and talk on the mic, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I usually try not to, like, be super vulgar in mine. Which I'm not saying anything against it, obviously, but just because of the topics we cover, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
When I'm on this, I can just freaking be myself.
It's gonna be a lot of beeps then. Yeah. On here, you
know what I'm saying? Sorry.
I will never. No, I'll never edit it out. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't give a fuck, dude.
Nah, yeah, hey. We're very disrespectful.
No,
that's right. I think we're probably dope. Like most disrespectful podcasts on the internet.
Probably, yeah.
Think
bro.
So?
Oh,
there's yeah. There's probably more out there. Have you ever heard like the beginning of Joe Rogan's? Like whenever he first started, they would talk mad shit about everything.
Oh yeah,
him and his buddy that started it. Dude, that's all they did. Yep. It's that's literally this podcast. That's all they did. They just talk shit.
Huh? Maybe we're on the right track.
Comedians. Hey. Well, they're comedians, right?
Yeah. $100 million deals. A little bit different breed. Spotify, here we come,
they're
boy.
Supposed to be anyway. Until they're censored. Like these days.
Nah, bro.
Unless you're Joe Rogan. Yeah. You get paid $100 million.
Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle can say whatever the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah, they said, no, I'm not listening to you. Fuck off.
Did you see that he made Netflix pull his comedy special because they weren't paying him?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He said he just went to Netflix and was like, take it down. And they were like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that boy has, he got some muscle behind. That boy got big though. He got like swole.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. That boy
got
swole.
Where
did you
get that from?
You didn't see him? He got like,
I don't think so, bro. I think he just looks normal.
He looks like a normal Dave Chappelle. He's like 6 foot, dude. Yeah.
Nah, that boy used to be scrawny, like
dang. Yeah. He got married again.
Oh. I saw him.
His new wife is Asian.
Oh, eating that sushi.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it that.
Come on,
man.
Bro.
Honestly, hey, man. If you're trying to sell it, you're not. You're not selling it, that's for sure.
What?
It's the opposite of selling it.
Okay, you know? I'm so confused. But
I don't like sushi.
Me neither.
Like, sushi's good and I love it, but, like, just putting those together is like.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Do you like sushi?
I'm cool with eating pussy, though.
Oh, okay.
Same. But. No, I don't know, man. Like, sushi's kind of, it's kind of gross, though. Like,
is it?
I've never liked
it. I like
it.
I feel like I feel like a homeschooler coming on this podcast.
A homeschooler?
Because I'm like, you know, just a different vibe.
Out in the real world?
Exposed to
public school?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's sick, dude.
He's like, this guy's over here talking about eating pussy on his podcast.
Kanzai makes six lug wheels?
They're about to start making off-road wheels.
What, I forgot. Skier Weekly. Kansai like,
wheels.
Yeah. Dog. That's sick. Whose is that?
I don't know.
Daddy's
Did
about
you do
to
a
get
video
some
that?
New wheels.
No, this is not mine no more.
Oh.
Truck?
That's a sweet freaking Tacoma, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sick video.
When I first bought my truck, I tried to get some TE37s
no
for the
way.
Truck. But they don't make them.
Bro, that would have been a flex.
They don't make them in that lug pattern.
For real? I could have sworn they did.
That would have been a flex, bro.
No, there's a company that makes a replica of the TE37s. Oh, okay. That's an off-road wheel.
Okay, so that right there was a...
Yeah, don't do that.
That was a
just get some
concept
wheels.
Yeah.
He probably, like, extended the axles and everything.
That's fucking tight. This is the guy I look up to.
Yeah, that boy's Skier Weekly.
The
fire.
Film guy you look up to?
Yeah.
It's dude, that's dope. That's dope.
And he's best friends with Crispy.
No, he's not.
No, you are.
Oh, me? No, yeah. No.
The guy
no.
You look up to in DFW or no?
Nah, he's not in DFW. He's in Washington, I think.
Washington State?
I think he's in.
Yeah.
Somewhere
State.
Up north.
His name is Wing?
Because it's like.
What's
cause
his name's Marcus. Oh. But his film name is Skier Weekly.
Oh, okay.
Where's it? Skier Weekly.
Them Advans, bro.
I know a guy in Washington State. His name is Wing, and that's why I said that. He's like a big film guy.
Oh, okay.
But he's really prominent in like the BMW scene.
Oh. BMW.
BMW guys stick together. Is that true?
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, because they're all miserable together.
Seriously. Buying a BMW is like buying a boat, man.
Oh, yeah,
the best
definitely.
Day is the first day and the last day when you're selling it.
Yeah. You know what boat stands for, right? Break out another 1,000.
Oh. Damn, that goes well.
Them shits are expensive,
that's
bro.
Yeah.
I fucking drive a boat then.
These things are so freaking.
I drive a
like
yacht.
No, you drive a boom.
You
break out another million.
Yeah, you drive a ticket.
Fuck off, Ben.
Suck my ass.
No, but yeah, I used to live in Washington State. That's why I said that, man.
Oh, that's pretty cool,
dude, bro. It was dope, but
it's like super beautiful up there, right?
It's amazing, yeah. But
I
want to
go up there.
People are
horrible.
Odd.
Oh, yeah?
That's true.
Like, my circle was great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everyone I hung out with. Obviously, they were all technicians. But Well, then outside of that, even actually my brother and all his friends and everything lived up there, but I don't know, man. You go to Seattle, and it's just like, oof.
A lot. I feel like there's a lot of sensitive people there. A lot of pussies. Correct. I mean,
facts.
Okay.
There are a lot of sensitive people for sure. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Well, isn't Seattle like one of the suicide capital of America?
Yeah, it is.
No way.
Do you think it's because it rains there all the time?
Yeah.
It's sure. Gloomy all the time. I'd be happy as shit. I like this weather.
No.
I don't like this weather, no.
Say that, dude.
Like, stop pointing at me. Like yesterday, he was like, biscuits.
Okay.
I was like, why are you looking at me when you say biscuits? I was like, yes.
Nah, dude, I was just trying to give all the audience my eyes. Okay?
Yeah, but biscuits were.
Okay, anyway, dude. So happened
you were in the way.
Oh my gosh!
I'm glad I wasn't the one who's being looked
at. Where was I going? I can't even remember what I was about to say.
Because I said I would like, because I like this weather, dude.
Oh yeah. So, dude, I was okay. You have a total of about 47 days of sunshine out of the year,
bro. That'd be fucking amazing,
dude. No, I got depressed. I'm like a happy guy usually. Well, I guess I don't know, something like that.
That's a lie. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I drive a FRS.
I was just depressed, man.
I could care less.
Yeah, that's true. Nah, I don't know.
Nah, dude, like
that's where I bought my Evo 9.
Oh, for
Washington
real?
State. It was Evo stock.
9. Ooh, you're in trouble.
This is why I don't like JDM cars, by the way. Sorry,
why,
I don't like driving them that much.
Because
you're
Evo
9? I got an Evo 9, and it's supposed to be just the one, you know? You got to get this. Everyone wants this, you know? Okay, I got a 36,000-mile stock, like a freaking badass Evo 9. It was cool. Good find. I'm an idiot for selling it, but whatever, it doesn't matter. The handling is absolute shite.
Mm.
Compared to, I had an E46 M3 right before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from the E46 M3, which is like the one for BMW or whatever. Move over to the dark side, I guess, or whatever, JDM.
Okay. And, the cool side.
Bro.
Or the cool
it was a stock one, so I was like, let's experience this. Power was cool. It was fun. Turbo spool was ridiculously late, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they all are, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3,000, 3,500, and then it's like, boom. Oh, now we're going, you know?
Yeah, 4G63 problems?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And the handling, all-wheel drive thing was just bad, dude.
Damn.
It's like a 10-point turn to get out of any parking lot.
When was that car made?
I thought
2006.
Like
2000. Damn, that's crazy. I don't know. That
was thought like the Evo everybody wanted was like Evo 8, 7. Like 7,
well,
8.
Well, that, but you get the Evo 9 MR, which is what I had. 6-speed, not 5-speed. Yeah, SE seats, which is like freaking suede interior. It was an awesome car, don't get me wrong, but the handling was just... I'm sure you could make it better.
Handling
obviously,
on
you can make any car better like that, but...
I think any car with stock suspension, the handling is going to suck.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Even like Corvettes.
I'm about to sound like an idiot, but BMWs, dude. That's not how it is, man.
Man, well, that's really biased, though.
I know I have a freaking hard on for BMW. I get it, but dude,
up in their ass, dude.
They just really like they do hand like you buy a freaking E46.
Don't they have like 50-50 weight distribution or whatever?
Yeah, all of them, dude.
Yeah, so does the S2000.
So does FRS.
Makes sense. That's why. Well,
yeah, but nobody gives a shit about FRS.
I'm just saying. Okay, BRZ. Yeah.
But on stock suspension, dude. Yeah, dude, their handling is freaking.
But there's nothing that's actually 50-50 weight distribution.
Man.
It's like
have
49,
you can't even
51.
I mean, can you actually argue? Have you had like a nice stock BMW and driven it? Not one that's clapped out, like all these E46s out here.
No,
I've driven my Barber's, and that shit was a piece of shit.
Your Barber's?
Mm-hmm.
Your barber let you drive his car?
Yeah.
How close are you with your barber?
Really fucking close.
His barber employed him at one point.
Yeah.
For real, you were a barber?
I'm not a barber. I was his assistant.
He was a barber's bitch.
Oh, yeah. So you like did the sweeping and like put it into the vacuum and all that?
And like,
damn, that's
crazy. Ran his errands.
Yeah.
But I drove a couple of Beamers at CarMax and they were really nice.
I think he has a 7 Series. His is fucking.
Well,
huge.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. What year is his?
The clapped out year.
Yeah, right.
Shit, probably. Yeah. Nah, it's like it's newer but older. I think it's like. A 15.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's like, dude, shit, you need to get that into the shop. Nah, this dude always having brake problems though, dude.
He probably
like,
has a lot of other problems too.
Yeah.
The 7 Series
BMW.
Is just, man.
Bunch of oil
no,
leaks.
It's not. That's
BMW.
Hate that. If you buy a normal 3 Series, you can make it work okay. It'll be all right.
Okay.
I did say it's like buying a boat. I said that. But also, like, oil leaks, I get it. But 7 Series, a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You're on a whole nother level of absolute crap because you're just constantly breaking. The interiors fall apart because they're, like, all new. They always use the new stuff in the 7 Series. It always
freaking
breaks. Shouldn't
it not be that way, though? Because, yeah, like, isn't it, like, 3 Series
no, it
are
shouldn't.
For,
you know,
like,
who's supposed to buy
the 7
Series?
Girls, the people with money.
The people that have the P1s that don't actually worry about it, and they can take it into the shop and don't care how long it takes or how much it costs or, you know, anything they have to fix. They just want the 7 Series.
Yeah,
but that's never
that's
the case.
What BMW's shooting for.
But the only
but they
people
get the
that
barbers
those.
That own the 7 Series that don't want to pay for shop fees and they don't go anywhere and they don't fix anything. I'm not trying to throw shade here.
I was like, my barber owns 4 shops.
You know,
I was like, my barber is doing pretty well.
But the people that buy 7 Series are the people that buy them, like, used with 160,000 miles.
That's
on
where
them.
They go wrong, right there. Yeah,
and they just like they're like, oh, it's a new car. I don't need to change the oil. Let's rag the fuck out of this car.
Right. And they'll buy it at 80,000, even 80,000, thinking that it's, like, newer, you know?
I could do that on my
life. It's not a Toyota, dude. 80,000 miles is, like, the end of a freaking BMW's life.
See? Why would you want that?
Right?
Like, Japanese car, $100,000. We're starting now.
Well,
$100,000 miles.
$100,000. Like, I know, but you guys get them, and then you do stuff to them. But yeah, if you're doing that to a BMW, yes, that's fine. Be my guest. You're great. That'll be great. It'll work fine that way. But when you're buying a BMW and you're the actual BMW client, you're buying that crap. You're keeping it 3 years. It's a lease, and then you get another lease.
Dude, that
who does that?
That
a lot of people, dude, and it's actually worth it because some of the leases on BMWs don't have mileage restrictions.
But they do it because they don't because they know that
they're going to break.
BMW is a headache.
It will end up being a headache. It will end up costing a lot of money. Not
that's why they
headache,
always say.
It will cost
that's
a lot
why
of
they
money.
Always say the best BMW to own is a BMW within the warranty.
Yeah, always, dude.
And as soon as I tell right my before the warranty's up, you sell it. That's what they do.
Correct.
So always why would you want to do that? Just buy a Japanese car, dude. I had that Frontier, $100 for that Frontier, 320-something thousand miles on it, still ran like a champ.
Like a champ.
The issue is that now BMW is making their way into the $30,000 like dollar game.
Yeah.
And so they're competing with these JDM cars.
So the 18-year-old girls
you can't do that because it's still a BMW, dude. Yeah. It's actually technically now it's a Mini. The X1s are like Minis. It's a Mini Countryman.
I don't know, man.
You know,
I feel crazy. Like even with all the problems BMW has and all the money that you throw at BMWs, I probably still spent less with all the fucking motors I've bought than like
man,
a brake
that,
job.
It might
BMW.
Help you sleep at night knowing that you probably did spend less than a normal BMW owner. But I'm talking throughout the life of a BMW, not, you know.
First 5 years.
Well, that 5 years is a long time, though. That actually might be the life of a BMW.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I've owned that Z for 9 years.
Well, yeah, but you're doing stuff. See... Yes, I get it. But if
I haven't done shit to that
know,
thing in
my
87 years.
My thing is my 87 BMW is a stock motor. I just rebuilt it because it had 300 something thousand miles
but
on
you
it.
Did something to it.
And it was running.
Yeah,
just
my car
fine.
Was running just fine.
You know?
I bought that car with 118,000 miles on it. There was nothing wrong with it.
Well, I know, but I bought this E30 that was 30 years old and it had 300,000 miles on it and there was nothing wrong with it.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
I bought it 9 years ago.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm just saying the older BMWs definitely have something to say for like staying alive, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's whenever they were like...
Built in Germany?
Good.
Straight built in Germany. Everything was built in Germany.
Now
that M20 dude is a freaking monster. Like, you can literally just put boost on it. It's gonna hold it.
Yeah, you can do it to a Civic, too.
Bro, you're not gonna win. You're not
stock,
gonna win.
Stock motor or what?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, bro, D16.
you could probably put like what 14 pounds.
You could daily on 10 pounds, dude.
Yeah,
no problem.
You can do that with E30. Okay, fine. So we have come up to par with the '80s model BMW. New ones, I still can't say anything for.
But like, don't they come with like forged internals?
What?
Like BMW.
There's a lot
blocks?
Of differences, dude. They do like every model is different. So yeah, some of them do.
Because I had a homie. He had a 335i, twin turbo.
Yeah, the N54.
Yeah.
Like the older model, like 2008 through 2010 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was a 2010.
Yeah.
And he bought it 2 weeks later, like already giving him problems. And I was like, hey, bro. I was like,
how many miles did it have on it?
65.
Yeah, dude. Yep. That's
and
it, man.
Then, and then most, the N54s have a lot of maintenance.
They have a lot of maintenance. They have misfires. The inject. It was a brand new style. It was direct injection, dude. In 2008, direct injection. You know how many cars had direct injection? freaking like Ferraris and shit. Like you're not talking about, you're talking about high performance cars, dude.
2000.
You know what I mean? 2008. What other cars had direct injection?
No, I think his was
like
2000.
C4 Corvettes.
The C4.
Oh no, they had that cross.
They didn't
point
have a direct injection.
Injection.
Yeah, they didn't have direct injection. Even the C6 didn't have direct injection.
Yeah.
The C7 was the first one to have direct injection. And when did that come out?
C7?
Yeah.
What, like 2017?
2017.
Something like that.
Because Corvette's usually ahead of the game as far as like American cars go. Yeah. They're definitely like the ones that are going to be the quote-unquote American supercar or whatever.
Yeah, this
they
track right
new
here?
New technology and shit.
Vibey as fuck.
Oh, yeah, low-key.
I was like, yo, this shit's fucking vibes right now. But,
damn, that's crazy, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think he'll win this battle. I think,
my Lexus is pretty sick.
No, I'm not going to try to win it because it's BMW's definitely.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Boy.
Your Lexus is sick. Is
that you said BMW's better?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I said BMW's not as good. I get it. Like, they're not going to run as well. Like, period.
I mean, don't get me wrong,
they're
bro.
They're way more
like,
fun to drive, always. No matter what, hands down.
Don't get me wrong, man.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
you think so?
All day.
Not like you're, okay.
Like, all day.
I'm talking about stock cars here, man.
You
can make a car do anything you want.
Nah.
Just get that out of the way.
Yeah, BMWs are pretty
you
sick
can make
stock.
A
yeah.
car do whatever you want.
It's like I saw a meme that said every car is an off-road, or every car can go off-road if you don't give a shit enough.
That's true.
Yeah. That
the
freaking, is true. What is that guy? Yeah, the guys that do the that off-road the Ferraris and stuff.
Dude, you ever seen that video?
It's a YouTube channel. It's big. No, it's a YouTube channel. It's big.
Like
tax the rich. Tax the rich.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a supercar fan either, though. So.
Well, I'm not gonna say that I would get one and like drive it like I'm an enthusiast. I'd probably be the guy that tries to get one and keep it. Like.
Yeah.
Daily. But I'm a car guy, so it's like, man.
I would like an F40.
It just sucks to know that I would buy it and not daily it or drive it a lot.
I want a GT3 RS. I almost bought one not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gonna buy it, and that was gonna be.
The
a
one,
daily,
right?
A daily driver.
Well,
I was gonna daily drive a race car.
You can Porsches are built like they're built really well.
Yeah,
Porsches.
And
have
so whenever you
motors.
Get a GT3, you probably don't have to worry about dailying it. You can drive it around.
They're just rough.
Yeah, because they're rough. They're not.
They're like a straight up like
race
track car
yeah.
that's got headlights.
Right.
Oh, bro, I love this video. The video is so clean.
What the fuck? Should have used this song for. This video
it goes pretty good,
bro. Can you see what the name of this like track is? This thing is so like car video status right here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Midori Jazz Alone.
Midori Jazz Alone.
Dude,
keep that in mind. It's so beautiful.
That's freaking sweet. Has like
that thing
rally
is so
lights
beautiful,
on it, dude.
I've only ever seen one in person. That was at Crescent.
Have you seen how, like, is it Lamborghini goes after people for modifying
their cars? Oh, I thought it was Ferrari.
Really?
One or the other.
Really?
Seriously? Mm. I didn't know that.
It's not Ferrari. It makes sense that it'd be Ferrari, honestly.
It's
yeah,
one
I think
the
it
other.
Is Ferrari.
Because Lamborghini is, like, you know, there's a lot of modded Lamborghinis, actually.
Oh, yeah, like twin turbo Lamborghinis and stuff. I love
bro,
twin turbo.
Bro, that'd be wild. I'd camber the fuck out of that car.
I can't. What? Why would you do that?
That's probably the only car I wouldn't do that to.
Did you get any of that on the carpet?
No.
If you did, I'm going to fucking slit your throat.
It's empty.
Okay.
See, there's no rules in my podcast.
This is all brand new carpet.
I'm just kidding, dude. Oh, okay. Just kidding. Meow.
Bro, this guy's a savage.
Yeah, okay, so it was Ferrari. So Ferrari went after people like Deadmau5 and that fucking one dude that like... That shoe designer that like painted his Ferrari to match his shoes.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy.
I mean, it's interesting because they're like high influential people. That's probably why they did it because they know they'll be like spreading this name that they can mod Ferraris or whatever.
I wonder if like
Philip Plain. That's who it was.
I bet you they signed an agreement, dude.
I wonder if Ferrari got pissed whenever Ryan Turk put a Ferrari motor in his freaking BRZ.
Do you know how much he paid for that engine or how much Huddy Racing or whoever paid for that engine?
I think the motor alone is like,
it
what,
was like
$60,000?
Yeah, it was like $50,000.
Yeah.
It's like hand-built, dude.
Stupid expensive.
That's almost as much as what
labor,
you paid.
Oh.
But you know what's funny, though? So, like, that BRZ he had with the Ferrari motor in it, it was only making 198 horsepower, like wheel horsepower.
No way.
Yes, I when
that
I
Ferrari
went to
motor?
Yeah, when I went to FD last not this past year but the last year, I actually went and I talked to him. And I asked him. I was like, "Yo, I was like, so is this the like is the Ferrari BRZ the one that you use for FD?"
No.
And he's like, no. He goes, that one, surprisingly, he's like, you probably think it makes like some 900, like, you know, 1,000 horsepower. He's like, it only makes like barely 200.
What kind of Ferrari motor was it, you know?
I really don't.
Because a lot of the Ferrari motors are like underpowered.
Yeah, but that's shit.
That's 200, 198, no way. Right.
That's as much horsepower as your BRZ has right now.
You're talking about like an old, like if he bought like an older Ferrari motor, like maybe like the GT, whatever, 300 or 398 or whatever it is.
He said some. He said like some low ass. Some like, it was legitimately under 300. I know that it was under 300.
Just look at low powered Ferrari motors. Like,
might as well put a stock 2J in it at that point.
Well, no, because
might as well just leave it as a motor FA.
What if it was a motor they usually used to boost? You know.
I don't
and he
know,
just
man.
Used it as a normal motor, oh, not an NA motor. That's possible, right? I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Because he was telling me, he's like, yeah, he's like, it doesn't like. It doesn't make
yeah,
what
it
you
came
expect.
From a 458.
Came from a 458?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there's not so it's not 200 or is it?
Let's see.
Cuz that's there's no way a 458.
Yeah.
that's like a 400 plus 400 or 500 horsepower car, I think. Pretty sure.
He says it made like it
pretty sure.
Barely
597 horsepower.
There you go. So we know it came from a 458?
Yeah. That's why it's called the 4586.
Okay, and
nice.
Damn, did that hurt?
And it has 497 horsepower. Is he just trying to like tell everyone it doesn't? So he's why would he?
I
do that?
I have no idea, but I asked him. I was like, so how much like actual power does that thing? I was
maybe
like,
he's
is it scary? And he's like, dude, not at all.
In
he's like
drifting.
That thing barely like. He's like it barely has power. I'm guessing because like his FD car is like.
Do you think he just
like
called it 4586 just to call it that? Because the 458 was the iconic one that was out.
I don't think so.
Because like, okay, all right.
I don't know. Like when I was talking to him, he was just like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "It like just because it's a Ferrari motor, like everybody expects it to make like some stupid number." He's like, "It really doesn't. It's not that."
I don't think Ferrari's made an engine that makes less than 400 horsepower in probably the past 25 years.
No, well, probably I would yeah. Past
like
2025,
maybe
I would say,
like an old GTO.
And I was expecting it to be like an older car. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah,
I guess because that's how. But
yeah, but that motor looks.
I didn't even
brand
know you
new.
Could. Looks
yeah,
what?
From manifold a 20, and all that. Yeah. So it said it was from a 2015 458.
Was it wrecked? Is that why he got it?
I have no idea. I just Ferrari. Know that they built a Ferrari motored BRZ and. I was just asking him. He's like, yeah. He's like, it doesn't make that much power. And I was like,
yeah. He just lied to you, dude.
See, but then again, it could just be because, like, his FD car makes, like, 1,200.
Yeah.
Know? So you think he wouldn't lie to you? Or do you think he's trying to, like, flex on Ferrari and be like, no, I made a motor myself. It's better.
I don't know. Ryan Turk, come on our podcast and tell us.
Yeah, right.
Let me call him.
He's from Washington.
I had his autograph at
Isn't
one
he?
Point.
Ryan?
Yeah.
I don't know who that
or
is.
Or Connecticut. One or the other.
Ryan? Oh, yeah. hold on.
Yeah, let me call my boy Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I don't know who that is.
Yo, Turk. Nah, he's cool, bro.
The Turkski.
He's an FD driver. He's pretty cool, though. He was actually, like, 2 inches shorter than me. He's pretty short.
So you guys really just aren't in the scene anymore, or what?
I am.
I just...
Well, you have to be, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm getting all bummed out because, like, I'm going to get my car ready and I want to be, like, a part of the group, you know?
Yeah.
A part of the, you know...
I feel scene, like you know Ben saying? Just wants to get another car.
Like a little kid.
And then he'd probably enjoy it again. Or Ben's just, like, completely out of it. Because, like, the Z, like, he's known for the Z. And, like, everybody knows, like, that Z.
They do? They do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, like...
They know the Z. They want the Z.
They want it? Well, it's light blue. You're trying to sell it, aren't you? By the way, Jordan
Maybe.
Said, nah. He wants to get a stock one. I was like, okay, fine.
Oh.
Weren't you going to put it up back to stock?
Yeah.
Well, he's actually trying to get, there's one that he found in Atlanta that's straight stock, like 60,000 miles, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It's like freaking
oh, it's
immaculate.
An HR. Yeah.
And he wants an HR, he said, because of some other, because he doesn't want to boost it if he does anything to the engine.
How much?
I don't know why that's the stipulation. I don't really know. But
how much would you sell yours for?
It's nice.
As it sits right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like 20?
Like 15, probably. Take a huge hit on
you
it.
You know what's weird? Is that I told him, he said, how much would he sell for? I was like, I don't know. You could try 15.
I said that.
Yeah, he told me. That's awesome. But he
I should tell Jalen.
He doesn't want to get it.
Because he was actually looking for a Z.
Think he'd spend 15?
You always take a loss on that stuff, though, don't you?
Probably. Yeah. For
here's the other thing
Martin.
I'll say.
Take a huge hit.
I know you're all about the Zs. I know you're all about JDM. But if I had a BMW and I built it up, I'm going to make money on that.
I feel
you
like
think
lose
so?
Money.
Oh, I think so for sure. If you have a, if you get an M54 like we were just talking about, that engine that sucks or whatever, and you have it built, and you single turbo it,
and two J,
and you freaking go ham, and then it's like a coupe.
M54
is a 235i coupe, white or black, and you lower it's lowered and it's built and like freaking your rims and everything. You're selling that for like probably $4,000 or $5,000 more than you might on a normal 335i.
Yeah, but I can go buy a R33.
And then you spent a lot.
So
of money
how much
on
would
a
stock
car?
Z be on that? It wouldn't be 15. Would it be less?
When like if I buy it right now, if I go buy like
if
a
you
stock,
went to buy like a stock normal Z, but not trash, but you know decent.
Yeah, probably like $6,000-$7,000.
That's how much it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are making something, in a way.
It's pretty much like breaking even.
But
not on the amount of money
well, no,
you spent.
Your motor
I only like, base it on what the market is and how much I might make on that.
Like no,
I don't
so
count because my E30 is
when I bought that. So I bought that 2012.
I love that livery.
And I paid $8,700 cash for it, and it was bone stock. It had like some shitty 19-inch wheels on it, but that was it. It was bone stock.
19?
Mm-hmm.
That seems bigger. Yours 19?
That's normal. No, mine are 18s.
Oh my
well,
god!
Technically, 19? They're 16-inch faces, double step lip to 18.
I used to have 19.
What?
Yeah, because they're real
that
CCWs.
Exists?
But they're 18-inch faces.
What do you mean they're real CCWs?
So
is
they're
before they got bought out.
Yeah.
Okay. They're you don't think they're decent anymore?
They're not the same anymore.
Because I want to get some CCW Classic 5s, and I can't find any wheel like it.
The quality is not the same anymore. So, real CCWs were all made with 16-inch faces. So, like, you ever see... So, Corvette... Chevy used to have a deal with CCW where you could get a package that came with CCW Classics on your Corvette.
Yeah.
And they were all 16-inch face Corvettes with a step lip, a double step lip up to 18 inches.
Why do you know so much about Corvette? Did you like Corvette? You were into
it? I've wanted a Corvette for a long time. There's been a few times where I've almost bought a Corvette, but I don't know.
One of my buddies
had it's kind of like a quarter-life crisis car.
Dude, they're sweet, though.
Yeah,
they
are.
One of my buddies had an 01 Z, whatever the hell it is. What is it?
Z06.
Z06. Why can't I remember that? Yeah. Z06.
Like
and he had an LS6 swapped or something like that. Some crazy swap. And that thing was a freaking beast. It had the there's a rear panel that you can't get anymore, like a body kit.
Uh-huh.
It brings it all down and like has like a tiny like ducktail on it almost.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get it anymore, apparently. And he had that on it, and it was like crazy. And it was the Speedway white, super hard to find. Yeah. It was lowered on CCW Classics, and that thing was awesome. But
Corvettes
head gaskets were effed, so
yeah.
We did it ourselves. I helped him do that
because it's easy.
It is super easy. I was like, man, this is amazing. You know, going
American
I would literally go home from work at BMW. I worked at Sewell at that time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is easy.
American cars are like super easy, unless you're working on like a new Edge Mustang.
Well, after we did it, he still had a coolant leak, and we're like, I think it might be your heater core or something. He's like, but there's no water down here. I'm
can
like,
you imagine?
Still,
you do all that shit, and
still
it's
there,
like,
dude.
Fucking thermostats.
I mean, we were just thinking, you know, and I'm like, dude, you need to go ahead and replace the easy stuff. But I said that even before we did head gaskets. We wanted to do it because his track record with head gaskets is insane, dude. He touches a car, head gaskets blown. It's not because of the way he drives either. It's not because he's like terrible at it or whatever, or like freaking blows it up. It's just like, that's what happens, man. The boat he just bought, he just bought a boat. Head gaskets are blown. I'm telling you that his track record on that is not good.
I don't think he should have any motorized vehicles.
So his wife would definitely agree with you. But
his bank account probably agrees with you.
He sold the Corvette right after that. He's like, oh, I'm getting rid of it. Yeah. It was a freaking beast, though, dude.
Tell him to get a bike.
Yeah, I want a C6 Z06. So but
yeah. Dude, Grand Sport. That's what I would do.
It doesn't
man.
Really fucking matter to me, man.
Z06 Grand Sport.
Just want a C6 Z06.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be sick.
Well, he's looking for a C6 ZR1.
Put an angle kit on it.
Ooh.
That's what I would do if I got angle a Corvette. Kit? Yep.
Drift.
You, I slide that
So you guys
around.
Are like drifting, like that's what you guys do?
Yeah, I just like to fuck shit up, dude.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
I like to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's kind of like my main intention when I build vehicles. Like when I built the Z, it was like my only like requirement was is I want to beat the fuck out of every Corvette owner. Like I want to embarrass them. Because it's fucking annoying getting beat by that car.
Yeah.
Hell
the
yeah.
fat ass wing on
I
full
was
attack.
Supposed to build my E30 to beat his Corvette, and then he sold it. So
damn.
Well, you can still build it to beat his Corvette.
Oh, I am, but now I'm trying to beat a freaking F30 M55 build. So.
Oh hell yeah! I know a friend with the F30 M55.
Yeah, dude, they're sweet, man.
I'll link you with them. So
that black really? BMW, it, that
so
black
money.
E30 that you filmed.
Which one is that?
The E30.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
So that one, he's got like an N54 swap in that thing.
Wait,
no
what?
Way.
Mm-hmm.
You filmed what? It and you don't even know what he has in it?
Well, I was filming him doing the fender roll. I wasn't filming
the
car.
Hold on a second, dude. Who is this guy?
His name is Sean.
He's Sean Mendes?
He's got a couple.
I want to meet this guy and like marry him. That'd be
also,
cool.
He's got a couple different BMWs.
Build. That sounds dope.
So he's got the E30 and then he's got like the whatever the fucking M5 version is of an E30.
What?
That like that same year?
Oh,
the same body style?
Okay, yeah.
E34?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Honestly. So is it black too?
It's M5? Red. Red.
That year? Say
sure.
Range? M5? That's
probably.
Rare, dude.
I'm not a fucking BMW
super
fuck
rare.
Boy, so I don't know.
I'm sorry, man. I'm going way too ham right now on BMWs. I don't know, man. You guys got me started on it, and I was just like really into it. You know, I'm just like freaking...
Also, when I filmed him doing that fender roll, I was just getting in the car scene, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What even doing a fender roll, man?
I just forgot how much I like being in.
Oh, yeah, you were messing with the bolt or something, right?
I was putting bolts in the headers because the fucking headers bolts came out.
Wow.
Because it's a BMW.
Oh, you good. Yeah. Whatever, dude. Anyway, skip past all that. All these problems you're telling me right now can happen on any car.
That's not true.
My bolts are fine.
So
my bolts never, my bolts never came out.
All right, whatever, dude.
I'm right.
I said you will never win this.
It's just yeah, whatever, man. All right.
Yeah, so this is an E30.
That's his, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. So Hardage wheels are sweet, man.
Damn, like in a wheelchair.
And it's M54.
Back up, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Oh yeah, put it in reverse.
Hey, M50 swap turbo.
Okay,
so
yeah,
it's
whatever.
Not an M54. I was about to be like.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He'd be one of the first. Like, I think there was a couple builds out there that do that, but it's so hard because, like, you're replacing all these electronics, right? Because the new BMWs are just insane.
Plastic everywhere.
To be able to hide that in a stock E30, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, anyway, that would be
wild. Let's swap it.
Yeah.
The only thing I would probably do different, like, let's just pretend I get my M20 going and I make a wrong turn on tuning, right? Because that could happen easily.
He said, let's pretend.
That could definitely happen. And then blow the engine. Yeah, right. Knock on wood. I would definitely go S54, but not M54. I would just get an E46 M3.
So
motor.
Here's all his BMWs. That's all of his vehicles.
Shout out to Super Sima. This guy's dope.
Holy crap.
That M5 is like. That is rare.
Rolled the fenders on that thing.
No way. Hell yeah.
Even the only M5. Like
I double fender rolled it too. Like I put one fender roller on one side and another on the other side.
Oh, and you just fucking
yep. Set the pressures exactly
smart.
The same.
That's wild.
So smart. The only BMW that I know
in like 10 minutes
is my other homie's 335i.
Oh dang! His next photo is of guns. This guy's awesome.
His fucking build.
Dude, look at this. Did you build his AR?
No. He asked me to, and then he went and bought another one.
He did? Oh, man. The magazine's like, oh, he doesn't. Okay, all right. Sorry, dude. I'm going to stalk this guy. Sorry.
Follow. All right. What were you saying?
Huh?
No, the only like BMW that I know is my homie's 330, my other homie's 335i. That, like, he worked for BMW, so like, I don't give him shit. I make fun of him every time something happens to his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, hey, bro, like, you're not spending money, so like, the only money you're spending is on parts.
Yeah. Because
you don't have to take it into, like, you know, and he has all the specialty tools because
yeah,
BMW, you know, they specialty tools. But yeah, I was like, yo, his shit's fucking fast. He destroyed a Corvette. It literally looked like the Corvette just ripped the E on the fucking highway.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
What did he have again? You said
335i. Oh, yeah. Makes like 515. That's the same guy? No. It's my other homie. It's so
yeah. They can make awesome power, yeah. Like for really honestly cheap.
I think he said it made like 550 wheel horsepower or some shit like that.
It's cheap to get there, but you have to understand you're already spending money because it's a BMW to begin with.
Yeah.
So like you're still going to spend money on maintenance and stuff and like keeping the things up. But
water pumps and shit.
You're already going to be, water pumps fail all the time. But you're going to be, 550 to the wheels. Like, come on, man.
Dude, it was just wild because like I was with my other homie in his 335i.
Yeah.
And, Corvette just like rolls up on us and he's like, yo, what's up? And then my homie in the front seat was like, hey, bro, like, I'm not going to race you. I'm slow. And then this guy was like, and I was like, oh, shit. And then the Corvette started fucking downshifting. He's shooting like 5.5-foot flames. I was like, yo, you're going to get your ass. Yeah. I was like, you're going to get your ass walked, bro. They honked it off and Corvette ripped his e-brake. Homie just took off. Like, I'm talking about took the fuck off.
Damn, that's crazy.
He put like 4 bus lengths in a matter of seconds.
You talking about me?
He didn't actually rip his e-brake, guys. The listeners. I hope you know he's making a...
That's what happened to that fucking Charger, dude.
That was fucking hilarious. Yeah. He's like, just go. I'll catch up. Yeah. Just go.
Drove my Z for the first time a couple weeks ago in a long time. I got on the highway to go to my barber. As soon as I get on the highway, this fucking Charger comes up.
You guys have barbers, dude?
Yeah.
Where am I at, man?
I don't know.
You know,
I have a guy, but it's not... I don't... Like, it's not like we're not... It's just...
You can never cheat on your barber.
You have to make a relationship with your barber.
No, I definitely am there, but it just wasn't a thing.
My barber came to my wedding.
It was a thing, man. okay, all right.
But I got on the highway, and this fucking Charger comes up and pulls up next to me, and he keeps... And I was like, all right, fuck this dude. I was like, fuck this dude, man. So I rolled the window down, and I was like, just go. Stick my hand out the window. Go. And he was like, rah, rah, rah. And I was like, go, and then I'll go. And
they're like yard dogs,
there's someone outside staring at your car.
Huh?
There's people outside.
His dog is taking a dump.
Oh.
Is a dog taking a dump on your car, bro?
No, he's kidding, on the grass.
Does this happen often, Ben?
Oh, he picked it up.
Okay. No, like, because I just saw a dude in a hoodie.
The guy, he's got that Civic down there that's got all the carbon fiber body panels on it.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I literally just saw a dude in a hoodie, like, staring at your car, and I was like, this dude's really trying to break into the car right now?
Yeah, he does, like, the kid does, like, circuit racing or some shit like that in his Civic.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's fucking wild.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
That's cool. Humble.
Yeah.
That's what Rio's building his EG for.
To work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the motor's already built. He's just taking his time.
Well, we learned a lot about how much we hate BMWs today.
We're going to call this BMW hate.
The BMW bash.
Right?
Anti-BMW, BMW club.
Oh.
Wow.
Man. Let's hop on that train. Yeah, I know, dude. Seriously, man.
he's probably thinking in his head, I'm never going to talk to these guys.
Nah, dude, I'm cool. Ever like, again. You know how much hate BMW gets? I'm used to that.
Fuck these dudes, man. They've been talking shit about my BMW since yesterday.
But, built yet. No, I'm not going to lie. That shit sounded fucking beautiful.
Right, it sounded good, man.
Like, whenever you started like, rap, 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 I was like, woo.
Thanks,
spicy.
Man.
Yeah,
we'll see how it sounds when I actually get the exhaust on it, you know? Maybe it'll take it down a notch, because
Nah, bro, I like the way it sounded.
I'm not into it like that. Like, I don't want to be, like, going down the road and it's
don't
like...
Don't listen to my car,
bro. Oh,
like
yeah.
It's 5 gears, dude. There's no way. I'll be, like, 4,000 RPM on the highway. It's going to be loud as fuck. I don't want that.
I cruise at, like, 3,200.
Mine's at, like, 35, I think.
I'm trying to keep the BMW, like, mentality, you know? Like, it's still quiet on the inside. Like, I'm chilling. Yeah,
no. I cruise at the...
Bow, 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 bow. Wow.
That's right, the speed in the red I like.
For sure. I've never actually even been like, I've never drifted like that at all, you know? Like, around a track, obviously. I've never done that.
Oh.
It's crazy because you
can't do that shit.
E30 looks like you slide it.
Well, I mean, sure I could, but I'm not there yet.
Nah, bro. Honestly, like, them hoes are clean when they slide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, them hoes are just super clean.
I think they're like BMWs or E30s are cool.
Yeah. I like E30s and E36s.
E30s are cool.
E36s are sick too.
They're even better if they're motor swapped.
You know, yeah.
2J.
Man, I don't know. The stock M20, man, it sounds so good.
2J tuck the bay.
Put a VK56 on it.
So good.
In it with velocity stacks and a fucking square air cleaner.
S2J, like, that'd be wild. Swapping the E30 with whatever the hell. S2J, what is it? What's it called?
2J?
2J, sorry.
2JZ?
Anyway, 2JZ or whatever. There's GTE. Like a easy kit that like is super cheap.
No, oh, yeah.
You can do that. Like they do, everyone does that shit. It's easy. You can do it. Yeah. Like you can get it. I don't know how cheap are 2Js.
Not that cheap.
Like they're going up like $1,500 bucks now.
They're going.
That's still cheap to me. You understand? Nah, I could buy like a used N54 that's like probably doesn't even run right, and it'd be $3,000.
I got a homie right now that has a GTE with harness, everything for $3,000.
They shot up a lot because of
COVID.
Okay,
well, anywho, because it's like a big thing now. Everyone's doing it.
Nah, just because it's harder to get them right now.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's pretty easy to swap one, so.
Oh, yeah.
Into E30.
I mean, on mine, it's like a glove.
Yeah, because it's a direct fit. Idiot. You're not an idiot,
too. What do you mean on yours, it's like a glove?
He has a 2J in his.
Oh, you do?
He just has a GE. It's.
What do you even have? What's your car, man?
It's a GS300. Lexus GS300.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
This fucking guy, man. Outside.
That's the one that's lowered out there?
Yeah.
Is it on airbags? Is it on bags?
No, nah, static.
Do you want it on bags?
Nah.
Oh.
No, nah, I mean, bags. And maybe in the future, but not right now.
Here's a 2JZ block.
Well, since Ben is you know, chickening out on airbags, I'll hook you up, dude. you said you're not doing it anymore. I'm not doing air ride anymore. You said that.
Oh
yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not gonna set it up. Yeah, I'm not gonna install
and
it.
I said
anymore.
Okay, yes. Teaching you, I'll do it for
Ben
you.
Ben was
I'll
like,
up, was
hold going. The fuck up.
I thought you were saying that like I was too chicken to put bags on my car. I was supposed to be like, dude,
he'll go buy the bag setup Jesus, right now.
No, dude,
bro. Ben would literally like 1 hour.
I'm not gonna cost one out like that. So, but yeah, you said you would do it.
Here you go, $450. 2JZ GE block,
what?
Head and crankshaft.
What is the difference here? Do you GT, can you use that and then make the engine you want? Like,
T
can I
stands
turbo
for
that?
Turbo.
Yeah, the T stands for turbo.
DET, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. So GE is just a naturally aspirated 2J. They have different
heads,
yeah. And then
GEs are what they put in most American like straight six Toyotas.
Yeah, and then
like the IS300, well, I guess.
Like the IS300, it has a GE.
Yeah, but can you take a head from a 2J and a DET and then swap it on?
Yeah, a lot of people do like 1J bottom ends and like 2J heads.
So
call
like
them 3Js or 1.5
strokers or something at that point.
Yeah, but they do it with GTs.
Do they make them like strokers or something at that point? Is the stroker any different?
So there is like 2J strokers that are like, I think they're like, what, they're 3 liter or something like that?
Well, I mean,
you can make them that way. I just didn't know because, like, on the E30s, right? You get the ETA bottom end, which is whatever. It's an efficiency model, but it's iron and everything. It's nice and flat top pistons and everything. And you slap the I head, which is what everyone has. Everyone has a 325i, like the guy you were fender rolling just now. And it makes it a stroker pretty much because the compression is like whatever. And the stroke's a little bit different on the E, the ETAs, than it is on the I's.
$1,000 for this 2J.
No, yeah, Ben. You could boost G's, but it. You won't get.
It doesn't hold as much boost.
So then, why'd honestly, why'd you swap then?
No. So it comes stock with the GE. So his GS3.
Oh, it already does come stock.
We're
gonna
convert
Sorry,
you by the end of this.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Oh, see, the thing
is, I don't know a lot about the JDM scene.
So I've heard.
Dog, right. What's the max power you can put through the engine that you have in that BMW right now?
Oh, not even 500 probably.
Yeah. So.
I would
like
think.
Stock internals on a 2J GTE.
800.
Yeah.
No, I know. Oh, I've heard. Everyone freaking talks about
They're
it.
They're like bulletproof.
The thing. Yeah. It's the thing. Like the guy that has the Supra at work, he always talks to me about that shit. Like,
But I mean, so N54s are the same, no? They push like 900 stock internals.
Oh, you push a lot of power out of them. That's true.
But it's not. They're built like forged internals.
They're stock. They're stock forged internals.
Yeah.
Forged. It's still stock, right? It just turns out that BMW made a better freaking engine.
I'm just kidding, dude.
Yeah, better way of giving you headaches.
All right, so I'll tell you why. So this is why I don't like BMWs, because little simple things are overly complicated.
Oh, yeah, they turn like, big real quick.
Why can't you use a fucking screw? Just use a regular, like, Phillips head screw. Dude, why do you have to use a fucking Torx bit?
They strip out way too easily, dude.
You think a Torx doesn't?
if you use the right one, it doesn't
strip out. Like, only company in the world that uses that shit. That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Well, it's easy because there's not two of them. It's literally you have Torx and that's it. There's not a metric and a standard and all that BS. It's literally Torx. That's it.
Stupid.
That's why they do that.
You know, there's four. There's eight Torx in my FRS, and they're the seat bracket. Holders?
And you know, whenever you're building a deck,
oh yeah, they use them for like seat belts. They use them for safety and stuff like that. Yeah,
I know. Why do deck screws? Yeah, like they're the main ones you buy. Why are they Torx? Because they don't freaking strip, dude. I'm telling you, they make them like that, so it's easy, dude.
That's a fucking lie, because I stripped a shit out of mine.
You probably used the wrong.
Were you doing it right? Yeah.
I use the fucking. It's the E10, and I use the E10. Yeah, E10.
$1,500 bucks.
So it's an inverted
6-liter LS.
Yeah, it's like
I'm
the
talking about straight Torx right now. So if we go to inverted Torx, I get you. I have done that before. $1,500
6-liter LS.
Now I don't know how to get them out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to get them out.
You had to
with
get turbo
the, with
sockets.
The trans.
So okay. The turbo socket's like a it looks like it's twisting.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you it get a smaller one than the head. And you slam it on there, dude, and then.
Okay.
That guy is crazy.
Yeah, because I've been.
That's a freaking sweet little RX-7 there, right?
That thing is beautiful.
Just looking at those too, man.
Dude, okay, I'll tell you this. If I were to get a car, I might, like, on the Japanese side of things, I might get an RX-7. That'd be cool. I would actually get an FC or an F, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even have to get the freaking, the square one is actually cool to me.
It's crazy how you chose the least reliable motor.
Maybe I did. Maybe I'm just used to it, man. That's my side, you know?
You just like the sun.
But the handling, that's why I chose that one. The handling is absolutely amazing on those cars.
Have you driven one?
Compared to.
Oh, you're fucking lucky, dude.
Compared to other Japanese cars.
Yeah.
So my buddy in Washington State has a. That is the FD, right? FC?
Yeah. Well, this is the FD.
The FC has the square, right? Yeah. The FC is what he had. Yeah. And he's like, check it out. That one has go on it. Too. You know, and he had, only thing he had, it was all stock. Only thing he did was BC coilovers. And it was a dream, dude. He literally would have the thing pegged because it has like no power stock. He would have it pegged everywhere he went. Because he could take the corners. Like, it was just like, it was awesome, dude. It was good.
Well, it's also what you're supposed to do, like, with rotaries, you're supposed to
just peg them
out. You're supposed to drive them at the red line.
And it's like
close to it, at least.
It's like a freaking mini scooter. You know, the gas gears, they're always just freaking pegged.
Yeah, it's a two-stroke motor, and that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that thing, they just sound fucking good, bro.
Yeah, it's two-stroke motor. Two strokes sound freaking dope.
Especially when it's
that's the only reason I wanted one. I wanted to buy
just
one.
The brap.
Yeah,
I wanted to buy one and keep it for like 2 years and then sell it.
And I'm out here trying to keep up with them in my Evo, and I'm like, this is dumb, dude. This is dumb. I couldn't even. I was
Benji
like, this
built
is insane,
Dorito
dude.
Boys.
Because Washington State has tons of roads that are like that. They're like freaking. It's always wet. It's always freaking curvy, dude. And yeah, exactly. That's why I said. That's exactly when I said that. But you can go. You can find a good road anywhere, dude. And we're out here trying to do it. I'm like, man, this Evo was not made for this. Apparently. Mm.
It's the only sound I like.
Are those are Jeep headlights.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
That car's beautiful. That's the guy who owns Never Content. There you go. That's
what is Never Content?
It's like a brand, like a car brand.
Like they make bullshit. Like
decals and like Nobori flags and shit like
they're
that.
They're just never happy.
So there's another brand. Hey, you know, it's interesting how you can do that. Let's just start a business where we make stickers. Let's make some money.
They used to do that.
Yeah.
These guys right here.
What are you doing, man? You told me about your stuff yesterday.
Oh, look, FC.
There you go. That looks...
No.
That wasn't FC?
It was S13.
No, was it?
Yeah.
No way.
Rolling it back. Oh, that looks good.
That was not an S13.
It was S13, bro.
That was
Ooh,
not
Walla Walla.
S13.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you want to get...
Well, that looks like an FC.
Ben, you want to have Dean Carney on our podcast?
Yeah.
For real?
Who's
I
that?
Can try to get him.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I'd try to get him for real. Because Dappa is like best friends with him.
What?
I've met him before.
Doesn't he fucking live in like Vegas or something?
No, I don't know if he lives here or somewhere, but I know he fucking has everything at Aaron's shop.
Who are we talking about?
Dean Carnage Carney.
FD driver.
Oh, like Drifter?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Formula Drifter.
Oh, gotcha. That's
crazy. He's super cool, dude.
He's
super fucking cool.
Dude, used to drive a Viper.
He drives a Viper.
He still does?
Yeah, look.
Dude,
yeah.
Vipers are like...
This is his daily.
Drifts a Viper.
This is his daily.
Yeah, shit. Fuck my ass, dude.
Yeah, see? I mean, drifting a Viper, that's insane. Honestly, holy they're already fuck. Hard. They're already very hard to drive.
I know. Oh, dude,
supposedly,
no.
They're notorious for being hard like, to drive. I've never driven one. But
this dude literally goes straight balls to the wall, dude. This thing is just fucking insane. We went to... So, this is how close I am with my barber. Like... He called me. He's like, hey, I'm about to go to Aaron's shop. Do you want to go? Dean is there. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I was like, you know, where you want me to meet? I was like, you want me to meet you at the shop? Are you going to pick me up? Or like, what's up? He's like, just come to the shop. We'll head out. So we head out, get there. They're literally testing his new setup. So this dude's just ripping through the fucking streets of Grand Prairie. Just like back row, just fucking sending it around corners, doing like, you know, 80 mile an hour entries.
Wow.
I was just like, this is fucking insane.
First gen Celica.
That's
to
insane,
just
dude.
See like this dude come around a corner just
Yeah, I mean that's like Jim Connor out here, man.
I was just like, yo, this is wild. He signed my hat, but then like, you know, it kind of went away.
Your hat's
did you wash it, dude?
No.
Is that why?
Sweat.
No, bro, sweat.
Oh.
bro, he fucking almost lost that hat.
Bro,
in El Paso.
This hat has been through so much shit.
I ran over
so
it.
That's why you have the hat.
He ran over my hat.
It's like a cowboy hat, dude. It, yeah.
You always have your hat. Hey, you know? Big Country Labs.
Yeah, shout out.
Big
Colin.
Country Labs,
dude. Yeah. I'm gonna buy the low mount to wing.
So Big Country Labs makes that wing really that's on my car.
To. Oh, okay.
So we know
they make car stuff. It sounds like they'd be like a truck brand.
Yes, Big Country Labs wings. Crunkyourtrunk.com.
They're on Need for Speed.
So,
okay.
I know the guy that owns the company. He listens to our podcast too.
Yeah,
but they have their own podcast called the Cool Guy Club.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why do you guys do the swapcast with them?
Because they're in California.
So Zoom that ish. I know Zoom is whatever. Yeah. Like I'm not about it, but I do.
I'm not about giving my shit to the Chinese government, bro.
All right, yeah. I definitely use Zoom for guests, whatever, man. I agree with you, though. It is kind of sketchy.
Oh, are you saying that we should have Zoomed yesterday instead of showing up because we could have given you the coronavirus?
No.
He's here today. What do you mean?
No. I'm not. No, that's not what I was getting at all. Not even close, dude. I would be the opposite of that, bud. But
that thing's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, we don't use Zoom here, man.
I have some like if you have a guest that's like out of state, dude.
Oh yeah.
And you want to have a guest like that, like you got to do it somehow. You know what I mean? I would rather Skype. Have the guest than worry about the Zoom part of it. I don't care about that.
I'm FaceTime.
Like, oh yeah,
but you can FaceTime. It works too.
We did it once. I like to get balls deep with the homies.
What is that?
This is for the
the fucking thing yesterday.
This is a different. I've never seen this cable before.
I like getting balls deep with the homies.
That's legit, dude. XLR to freaking. Quarter or an eighth or whatever the hell it is.
Man, I don't know. We don't do drugs here.
Yeah. We did go to Oregon one time, though. Did heroin. It was fun.
Oregon.
Yeah, y'all talked about that, man. Y'all talking about how, like, somebody said that we were, like, against the legalization of drugs?
Yeah, dude, because you on your podcast, it seemed a very... I was like, it seemed like, because they were talking about it like that. Because
it sounds stupid?
It really does.
What sounds stupid?
Legalizing drugs.
Oh, that sounds like, stupid? Well, see, like, that's what I'm getting at. I thought you guys were, like, against that, right?
So, here's the thing. I think that the war on drugs is... Wow. Is an ever-losing battle.
Yeah.
Okay?
On purpose.
Right. It's a war that'll never be won, just like a war on terrorism.
Correct.
Okay?
It makes a lot of money.
But
for us,
when you do things like say, let's legalize meth.
Yeah,
that's fucking stupid.
Is it?
I mean,
yes,
people are gonna do it no matter what.
Okay.
If you want to do meth, you'll do meth, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what's the point in decriminalizing all that? Like now, you're just giving people like free rein to like go to your kid's school and fucking smoke meth in front of your kid or something. Like, that's an extreme example, but
yeah, I but get, okay,
it's
so
a reality. It's a thing that can happen now.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yeah, you're right. It is an extreme, but like everything we talk about where it's like, oh, politically we should just do this instead. Like, let's just say, let's go back to the no taxes thing. We think taxes are theft. I agree. They are. I don't think we should have taxing, but the extreme example is we have zero taxes and people do whatever the fuck they want and that whole thing. It's all, that's always the extreme example of, mm-hmm. of something you're coming up with as far as policies. But on the other end of that, what I'm saying is there's a way to do it, obviously, that works. It's where you're not – maybe you don't legalize everything. Maybe you don't. But if you did, I think it would work in our favor. Similar to how there was no speed limit on the one road in Montana. And when they put a speed limit on it, multiple accidents happened and people died when before they hadn't had that. Why?
I don't know. Nobody drove on it.
Nah, dude. It's like a mental thing for us. It's like a whole big psychological thing. So whenever you add rules to it, it ends up doing the opposite of what you think.
You want
to
break the rules.
So you're telling me now that since they legalized heroin, meth, and all these hardcore drugs, people are gonna stop?
Which no, they didn't. Now here's the deal. There's still, you think they legalized it, but the thing is they actually, there's still regulations on it.
They decriminalized it, so if you get caught, you don't go to jail.
So they didn't. Still, yeah. So they didn't do. They didn't do that. They just changed the structure of how you can be charged
right.
with the crime.
And can you go to your kid's school and drink?
Yeah,
I mean,
just don't
technically,
show.
But
if they don't know about it, sure.
Yeah,
they're not gonna not know you're on meth. Like you can't. You gotta be honest.
I've
here.
Seen some pretty healthy meth.
They're healthy and they're high functioning.
Yeah.
Then so freaking be it. Like that's my thing. Yeah, like okay, if we're
dude,
going to that,
we
then.
Kicked a dude out of the army for popping hot for smoking crystal meth, and he had been on it for years.
For real?
And we didn't even know.
You couldn't even tell. His eyes weren't like inset or anything.
He
like
just
a
seemed like an eccentric person.
I've met him.
You know, you like you meet people. Like that.
Yeah, right. Bro? Like Exhibit A. Yeah, I get that, dude. I'm there, but. I'm definitely not on meth, so I just want to make that clear, guys.
He's like, I'm on heroin.
Anyway, no. I don't know.
We
will, dude.
We went to your shop yesterday.
Trains can't deliver stuff happy. A lot. No, but I'm just saying, like, you can't.
It's the air.
There's still going to be regulation on it. If I do something wrong while I'm on this drug, it is still wrong. It is still against the law.
Yeah.
You're not making everything legal, just the drug itself.
Well, then, if you change the structure on how you prosecute these people or the crime level, right? You change it to, let's say, a misdemeanor.
Sure.
What about the people that have already been charged?
That's with, happening already,
with
right?
With drug crimes
yeah.
that are in jail
yes.
already.
Are they being released?
Yes, they are. They're being pardoned. But it's interesting how that's working out because like, there's a guy in Colorado that's like, he was in jail for a long time and he's been there for probably like 3 or 4 years. And now they're at the point where they actually decriminalized it or whatever and they're like, okay, it's legal.
Yeah,
and
so what do you do?
For
do
weed.
You sue
it
the
was
government?
Just for weed, dude. And now, yes, he is. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's going to win.
It's insane. I think that you should definitely legalize marijuana. I don't understand, like, what
just
the
put a tax
is.
On that right. shit. Get yeah. the fucking money.
You're
going to
make money from
yeah.
that, right?
Like, there's, it's proven that it's a good thing to do. It's mm-hmm. good for, it's good for the economy. It's good for your local government. It's good for your state government.
Like, you remember like I can't say you remember because we weren't alive, but when tobacco was like becoming a thing or whatever, it was just straight tobacco and everything was normal and it was actually yeah. just a leaf and nothing was added. True. My fear is that the same thing would happen to weed where they start yeah. regulating and then they start changing it and then all of a sudden you have factories making it and now we're at a point where it's just like cigarettes and it's mm-hmm. bad for
well,
you.
Well, that's how it is in Colorado right? and bad for you. And actually quite a lot of other states now.
Well, dispensaries, I wouldn't say the same thing as like a freaking cigarette
like
factory.
Like there's grow farms.
There are, yeah. You're right. But it's right now, I think we're still in the stage where it's a leaf. It's just going to be a leaf. Or a
dude,
bud
do you
or whatever.
Know what kind of shit they make now?
Mm-hmm. They make some crazy stuff.
So you think they're actually adding
oh,
stuff
like
that's
they're
wrong,
like then. Mutating weed
okay.
and yeah, shit right, like right. that? Right.
They're crossbreeding.
So we're already
weed.
To the point where it's getting bad.
They got dads.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Not that it's runs. Bad.
I'm afraid of that happening.
I don't think that
chemicals
it's,
and everything else.
I don't think that it's bad. It's not chemicals. They're just.
They're crossbreeding
oh,
shit.
So
they're making
you're talking
lags.
About like genetic changing
yeah.
of the plant. But that's
like
not,
what you
okay,
do to
what
fucking dogs to get to yeah. make different
that's,
breeds of dogs.
I'm yeah. talking about like if they add like any kind of chemicals like tar or whatever. Like
I don't think that it's
going
to end up being like that. Like,
yeah, seriously. That's why cigarettes are bad
it's
for
not,
you.
It's not to that point, right? Like it's not to the point where people are like smoking weed like more of the population than not is smoking weed, right? It's not how it is.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
People do it recreationally or medically.
Right.
They don't do it like because
at work, just like 15 minute break.
And you don't see fucking commercials on TV that say smoke cigarettes or smoke weed. It's healthy for you, you know?
And you think it's hilarious that we actually think that the government's looking in our best interest for making all drugs illegal when they literally would come out with media and be like, they would probably push the fact that they were trying to tell people to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
The government is the one that introduced crack cocaine into like urban communities.
Boom. Boom. They did it on purpose. Now, that's my problem with it. It's not even the fact that, yes, there's an extreme example where it could ruin some things. But the way it's gone, I'd want less government regulation intervention. And that includes drugs. It has to, because if there's a regulation somewhere, there can always be like scope creep.
I'm cool with
and
legalizing weed, taxing it.
If we get rid of like if we legalized most of those things, then we wouldn't have this whole weird border thing we have going on.
What happens if you just decriminalize every drug?
That's what I'm saying. What happens if you do that?
You think the death rate goes up?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about that, man, because here's the thing.
I know you have
freedom to do it
at that point.
Drug dealers have free reign and just like they don't have to hide. Now it's like, hey, come to my house.
So, that would happen. So here's the thing, right? Is it's just like if you go, so it would be the same as if you go to the store and you buy
like a
36 pack of Dr. Pepper, and then you go out and you start selling that to people on the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cop can stop you and write you a ticket for that or send you to jail for that, right? Because you're distributing without a license.
Okay.
So it'd be the same concept. You can't just because you have access to weed doesn't mean you can sell it, right?
Right.
You have to have a license to do that.
Yeah. And I don't think decriminalizing, I don't think you'd get meth shops. That wouldn't happen. I really don't think that would
there
happen.
There might be. I
but
mean,
the other thing is
that, yeah, there shouldn't be crack houses, but there is.
Yeah, well, okay.
I mean, if it's legal, they will make a business for it.
The other thing is that, like, you can die from alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. People do it all the time, probably.
There's a store, down the street called Liquor Island, so.
There you go. And so you think that, yes, obviously there'll probably be a time frame, probably short in my opinion, but where people just go ham because they're coming off this crazy hiding it factor, and then they're like, hell yeah, I can just do it.
Yeah,
just
do it out in the open.
Have, you know, death rate might go up for, you know, I would say a few months at least or a year, but
I feel like you're like talking about thing.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Does that make me insensitive whenever I ask, is the death rate going to go up because those people are going to come out and start doing all these drugs, and then they're all going to kill themselves because they OD?
I don't think it's insensitive.
It kind of fixes, well, not fixes, but like an issue gets completed.
Solved, right? Because there's not a war on drugs anymore and no government intervention.
That's crazy.
I'm talking about the end goal. I'm not talking about the in-between. Because the thing is obviously, yes, there would be some problems with that.
Crazy, man.
If you say, like, the thing is, if you say you're a libertarian, then let's, you know, go full-blown. That's how it would be, right? No government intervention, but...
No government anywhere.
Right. The government is supposed to be there for, like, the country itself and then, you know, keeping society together. And then there's the police, and that's supposed to be for the safety of citizens, and that's it. So if no one is imposing on my safety personally, then that's, you know, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
If a guy on meth, because it's decriminalized, comes and tries to shoot me, he's still trying to shoot me. I'm going to shoot him, and everything will be fine.
Do you think he'll feel it?
He was just on meth.
But he's on meth.
That's fine. It's not.
He's invincible.
Yeah, right.
I was like, do you think he'll feel it? Cause like,
straight up, he'd probably take 3 or 4, honestly.
But on the fifth one?
On the fifth one, I'm going to jail, because that's overkill. But I don't know, man. They're a podcast burp.
That was the weakest one.
I know, it really was, bro.
Yeah,
can't even
like
call that shit a burp.
Something.
Somebody give this man another Dr. Pepper.
Somebody give me some caffeine.
Sorry, I get pretty worked up. So.
No, you're good, bro.
Okay, guys.
No, I made the podcast.
I just
interesting.
Like.
I
just
we're
like
probably gonna have a
going,
lot of listens
dude,
on this podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
People are gonna be like, "Yo, These people have actual fucking topics today. Keep that guy in the fucking building. Because, bro, like, honestly, like, you have structure when it comes to podcasts.
It doesn't have to, dude. You don't.
We have severe ADHD.
Like you,
we spent 5 minutes of talking about how Ben doesn't have unlimited data, and that was a topic.
That's a topic. That can be a topic, dude. Like you don't have to worry about that in podcasts. That's why I love them, man. Yeah, mine might have structure, but there are podcasts out there that aren't supposed to have that. You know, that's like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like you just chill, you're hanging out.
Yeah, dope.
And we'll get there when we get there, kind of thing. You know,
we got there in the end.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, I don't know. It was a good topic. At the end of the day, I was just like, I don't know. I just think drugs are stupid.
Yo, I
bro.
Just do food for thought, man. That's my thing. So
I think drugs are stupid. I'm not saying if you do drugs, you're stupid. I'm just saying.
No. That's the thing, though, right? Your mind won't change on that if it's legal or not legal.
Like, if it's legal, then, like, will I smoke weed? I don't know. It's not legal, so probably not.
See, that's my I think you don't know how many people are like you and are just like, why would I do drugs? That's dumb.
I mean, I've smoked weed before.
People
like,
that are in a place to do drugs like that, like hard drugs, they're.
Oh, I've known people that do hard drugs.
Not what we're worried about.
Like, I know, like, people that fucking shot heroin, that do meth, yeah. And, like.
I have cousins, dude. Like, I was in Lindale, right? What do you think is freaking right by Lindale, meth town? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, we passed by that one trailer with all the fucking windows blown out of
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you sent us to, like, a small
is,
meth town
bro,
yesterday.
That is West Texas, not even east. But, yeah, it's another meth town on the other side. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, new what is it? Newark?
Newark, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking meth
Everyone
lab.
That does any kind of business in Newark has, like, house, like, way outside. Has
oh,
land
I'm sure.
somewhere. That's how it goes, dude. So far, that's what I've noticed.
Do you live over at that way?
No, I live by Texas Motor Speedway. Like, literally, there's a neighborhood, yeah, right by Texas Motor Speedway I live at.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So that warehouse is, like, maybe 15 minutes, not even, to get there.
That's not bad, then.
But I might move out. I don't know. I might move to a little bit west Fort Worth.
Hold on. Quick question. So you drive all the way to BMW every day?
It's, like, 35 minutes.
No, that's not too bad.
It was like 40 minutes here.
Sounds like it's not worth it based on listening to some of the episodes of your podcast to work there.
To work at the warehouse?
To work at BMW.
What are you doing?
Oh, the way I talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I've got plans.
Okay.
I'll say that. My thing is right now I just need time. So yeah. I've even like thought about being like, I'll just go be a server at a restaurant or something. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
You think you hate it, but I'm a service advisor, dude. Like,
oh, you're
service advisor.
Yeah,
I think is the top of the customer service food chain as far as how
bro,
hard it is, in my opinion.
Like,
so
when I worked at Toyota, dude, no offense to you because like I've never worked with you, but I hated some of the fucking service advisors, bro.
Yeah,
fucking shitty people.
You can,
but
you become an asshole.
I do
because
understand
you're
why
dealing
though.
With shitty people
yeah,
all the time
because like
it's not good, man.
Dude, I've had like there's people come in like I'm looking for David. And it's like, hey, David, like, you know, this
there.
Person's like, you know, calling for you. Yeah, I'll get to him in a minute.
Right.
Like fucking 25 minutes goes by and I'm just like, yo, these people, I'm the first person they see because I'm the porter.
Right.
Like they're looking at me like, yo, where the fuck is David?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, like he's dealing with something. I'm sorry. And then
turns
like,
out, though, you don't get paid off surveys. And David does. And that guy that walked
oh,
in
no, yeah,
gave him a
sure.
bad survey last
yeah.
week and he lost freaking $300 on his paycheck.
Yeah,
that's
I
crazy.
Know all about
so
that.
So that guy hates the guy that just walked in.
Yeah,
and David's
I know.
Like, yeah, I'll get to you in a minute because, you know, you're a freaking chode and you gave me a bad survey. Thanks a lot.
Well,
that
like
happens
it.
All the time.
I feel like techs hate
advisors.
Oh, dude,
that happens
sure.
all the time. There's this
for
constant
sure.
war where you're thinking that an advisor makes way more money than you actually know, and you're thinking that they're taking your money in a way. And so a technician will come up and be like, yo, yeah. what the hell, man? You didn't sell that? Why couldn't you sell that? It's only 3 hours. And you're like, you know how much the customer pays for that? He pays $900 for that.
Yeah.
3 hours of your time is $900. You think he's going to pay for that? And I'm not a freaking dick, and I'm not a salesman. So if they
yeah.
tell me I'm not paying $900 for that, I'll say, well, I can discount it. Let's do $750. I'll haggle. That's fine. I'll do that all day because I understand it's way too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if they can't do it, they can't do it. And I'm like, all right. You know, usually it's a 2008 745 Li that comes in, and they can't do it. They're not going to freaking spend that kind of money. And I tell them, you need to get a different
facts.
Car, dude. I straight up tell them.
I had the fucking... I've had the worst experience with advisors. like, just because they got, like, bad attitudes and stuff. Like,
right.
Dude, I don't come into places and I'm like, oh, fucking do this and this and this.
Right.
I don't do any of that shit. I'm just like, hey, man, this is the issue I'm having. Can you just take a look at it? And
then they'll take a look at it.
No, like my truck. Okay,
I was
about to say,
your
like
Z pulls in. They're like, oh,
but
shit.
I've had issue with a tech over my Z before once, where the or not with a tech, with the advisor, where they broke the rocker panel on my Z, like cracked it.
Whoa.
And
was it
I
like
saw
the wash
it
or something.
Huh?
Was it like the wash?
No, it's when they put it on the lift.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And I saw it, and I pointed it out to the.
What,
the fuck was that? Dude, I was like, oh, yeah. War of the Worlds.
but I pointed it out to the advisor, and he goes, yeah, there's nothing I can do about that.
That's how he said it?
And I said, excuse me? And he goes, yeah, you knew the risks whenever you brought the car in. It was too low. The car's too low. And I said, well, if you fucking knew it was too low and you knew that there was any sort of risk, why didn't you fucking say anything? Like, I don't know what you guys have in the back. Like, it's
right.
Yeah, you don't
know. And he was like, well, you just take responsibility for it. And I said, all right, dude, fuck you. So then, like, I called Nissan, like, corporate Nissan, yeah. Nissan.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, we're going to launch an investigation into the dealership. And they did. And they, like, apparently found a bunch of shit going on at the dealership.
For real?
Yeah.
They already had motive, though. You calling was definitely not the reason.
Probably.
But you calling was like, yeah, we've
hell
already kind of
yeah.
got this plan. They were like, we've already got this plan. Now we have a customer complaint. Okay, this
yeah.
is easy now. Now we can do it with good cause, right?
Yeah.
There's dealers get audits all the time.
That's not true with Toyota.
It definitely takes someone like you to freaking go, okay, this is not good.
I call corporate
anyway,
Toyota
point is,
all
yeah, I'm trying to get a different job.
Okay.
All right. I'm not doing the advising thing for very long. Yeah. But that's why serving is not that big of a deal to me. It doesn't sound like it'd be that big of a deal because it's
you're pretty
I
good
know it's still
service.
People, but come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's not service advising. I don't
yeah.
have to deal with freaking cars.
Then you got to deal with those dicks. That's like, yo, the kitchen made my shit wrong.
And then what do I do? What do I do? Okay, let me get your food. I'll get you new food. Okay, cool, done. For the car, it's like my shit's fucked up because of you, and it's $5,000, and I'm like, what? I can't do anything for this, and I'm like. You know, and they'll come in and they won't have a good cause. And it's like, we didn't break it and I have cameras and I can show you. And
yeah.
we do. And they're still on it.
Dude, I had a tech, break the water pump housing on my truck. And then the advisor told me that I had to pay for it.
What? No, that's dealership, bro. That's dealership all day.
So I said,
they didn't even cut you a deal or anything.
He wasn't trying to. And I said, so since he broke it, knowing, like, it's not like this is a brand new car that you've never fucking worked on before.
Yeah.
It's
right.
a 2013 F-150 mm-hmm. with a 3.5-liter EcoBoost in it that every fucking truck has. Like, it's
yeah.
not like it's a surprise to you what's going to happen to this truck. Like, he broke it. Why do I have to pay for it? And he goes, well, you know, it's just an assumed risk or something like that. It's some bullshit answer like that. And I said, okay, well, we'll just put it back together and I'll do it myself. And he was like, well, you know, it's broken and all this stuff. And I said, how the fuck did he break it? And I said, you guys think that I'm just some fucking idiot that doesn't know anything about cars or whatever. Like, I brought you this because I don't have the fucking time to fix it. Not that I don't have the capability or the tools or whatever to fix it.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time, and I'm willing to pay you the fucking $1,000 or whatever it is to fix this. And now you're trying to fuck me. So now I'm going to fuck you. And this is how it's going to go. So I ended up, like, coming to the dealership in the Z. Drove the fucking Z to the dealership and, like,
savage.
Fucking skirt parked it right in the middle of the fucking service drive. And I was like, tell me what the fuck's wrong. And so he starts explaining it to me. I said, go get the tech. Tell the tech to come out here. And the tech comes out and starts telling me what's wrong. I said, show me right now. Like, we're going to go back in the back and you're going to show me. And so he took me back into the shop and showed me, like, what happened. And I was like, the only way that you break this is because you're just being a fucking careless dick, and you, like, he shattered the water pump.
Jesus.
What? Is it a metal housing or
yeah,
plastic?
Yeah, it was metal housing. So he shattered a piece of the water pump that went into the block, right?
How do you shatter that?
Because he was like, I think he put something like a pry bar in there and probably hammered the pry bar into the space to like make a wedge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think when he did it, he just like fucking hit it too hard. And it hit the center, and fucking exploded.
Dang,
it.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
When he was taking the water pump off, he broke it.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get it off, off the block. Wow.
And so I was like, this is what you did. Like, I know that you did it this way.
Yeah.
And basically, like, I called them all out and I said, if you don't fix it, like, I'll just file a lawsuit against you guys. And they were like, what? And I said, yeah, dude, like, I have the means, obviously, to, like, do all of this stuff. I just didn't want to fucking waste my time with it. But since we're getting to this point where, like, now you're costing me time, I'll cost you time. So fix it or have a lawsuit. It's one or the other. And so they fixed it, and then it ended up, it was supposed to be like, at one point he told me it was going to be like $1,400 basically to like replace a water pump because the gasket on the water pump had failed. And so it started leaking coolant out of the block. Right. And so it went from like $1,400 down to like $400. And I was like, all right, I'll pay for that.
Wow, dude.
And I went to the cashier and I was like, you guys give a military discount?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, we do. It's like 20%.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my ID.
20%?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, dude, being near Arlington is actually extremely cost effective.
I'm sure that fucking advisor got fucked over on that.
Yeah, guaranteed. The thing is that now
he shouldn't have been a fucking dick to me on the phone.
Let's pretend that you just go and buy a BMW now. I know you won't ever, but I'm just saying, like, let's pretend you did that, right? Now you're going to come into being near Arlington thinking we're the same. And you're already going to be pissed. And that's like every customer ever.
Nah,
and then I'm like, no, we don't do that. Like,
yeah.
if we break a water pump, which is actually really hard on BMW because it's all in one piece and it's like metal and it's like a pump. It's actual like motor.
Yeah.
And you just put it on the freaking block. Neat, done. But if we did that and we cracked it and it won't work, as the advisor, I'm going back there and I'm like, it's cracked. How's it cracked? And the tech might say, it came in like that. And I'll say, it didn't. That's not how it works. And I go talk to the foreman, and the foreman would say, we're taking care of it. Done. Easy. Done. Customer doesn't even know about it.
Yeah.
That's what usually should happen. And that's actually what we end up doing. Now, if it's legitimate and, like, the car came out and it's a clapped out E46 and it has issues.
Oh, yeah.
Before they even get through the service drive, I'm like, so.
There's probably going
to
be
might be issues with this. Yeah. If I do any work to this, you got to understand that during that repair, if I call you with an estimate, it's because it broke or the car already had it broken, something like that.
Yeah.
My car doesn't have problems. Sir, you may not want a service car here.
Yeah,
like,
I know
straight
the
up,
difference.
That's how it ends up being handled,
yeah,
right?
Like, I know the difference between that car and that truck. Like,
yeah.
I understand that there's risks when it comes to the Z, but with the truck is basically like, truck's
bone
never
stock.
Had any major service done to it.
Yeah, normal F-150, man. Normal truck. But anyway, that's how, that's kind of the advising game just gets skewed because of that, you know?
Fuck, man.
So, yeah, I'm about to, like, what if you be a server, right? What, do you have any jobs at Boeing? Let's take that or whatever.
Nah.
Don't ask.
Nothing in our building, at least.
Yeah.
There's plenty of jobs at Boeing, but.
But jobs I wouldn't want to
do. Job
nothing.
Is it union?
No.
Oh, Lockheed's union.
Fuck unions, dude.
Because, you know, being a mechanic on an airplane, I don't really
Lockheed's,
want to do that. I'm not into it, but.
Only certain jobs are union jobs within Lockheed.
Yeah, like the mechanics.
Some of the
mechanics, but like, because one of my buddies, my best friend's wife works there.
Associate. Mm-hmm.
And she always has to deal with. She said it sucks. You always had to deal with like mechanics that worked in her division.
Oh yeah,
on the F-35 or whatever,
dude,
it was the new jet.
Union jobs are the fucking worst.
Do you have a union dude?
She's not
so
on a union
stupid.
Job, but they were, and she just. Like, okay, well, the book time for this is 4 hours to tighten this bolt.
Just dealing with
real.
People. Yeah, like dealing with people that work in unions is the fucking
they
worst.
Sit, dude, they literally sit, dude. I'm not kidding. Like, these mechanics had this book, and they're going to freaking go do this work on this plane. It's today we're going to install this panel. Okay, great. That panel has 6 bolts on it. Okay, each bolt takes an hour to do. Technically, it gets before book time. They're taking the full hour every time because they're union.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid. Dicks. They have to do that. And then you get an engineer to sign off. So she's over here waiting for these guys to get done. The whole day goes by, and they haven't done it yet, and it's not done yet because technically it's past 8 hours to get this job done. Dude, she would just go livid, man. It's insane.
That's crazy.
What the
Isn't that crazy?
Fuck?
It's insane, dude. But she's not going to get fired for that. because you know she's responsible for them, but she's not gonna get fired for that.
And also,
because it's a union,
it's extremely hard to fire somebody that's part of a union.
She can't go. Yeah, exactly. You can't go down there and say, "Hey, you're not doing your job right."
Bro, unions are trash, though. When I worked at the airport, I was in the union, and fuck them.
Isn't that weird? You pay your dues too.
They didn't do shit for me, bro.
No, you pay a tax for the union, and that's about it. You know, there's
suck
some,
a dick.
The only thing they pay for, like the only reason you're paying that amount, is if you get to a case where you're trying to get fired and you're not supposed to be fired. And you, if you file a suit, like that's the only way union money goes anywhere, which sucks because it's the people that play the victim mentality,
yeah,
that would do that in the first place.
Pussies.
Because when I worked at the airport, there was so. I guess you can say it was on my part too. My neighbor, he also worked for the airport, and it was literally like my first day. My parents were like, because they told me like, hey, you know, your parents, you can start flying today if you want. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, hell yeah. I didn't know how to set anything up. So my neighbor was like, hey, bro, like, your parents want to take a trip to New York this weekend. I'll set it up for them. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Turns out that he took, so we get 16, like, tickets, right? Like, buddy passes.
That's insane, dude.
Someone that's not in our family.
Really?
So I could, like, put y'all three.
You work there now? You don't work there now.
No,
right,
I don't work
right,
there
right.
Now.
You don't work
so
let's go to Japan.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Dude, no. So, like, because, like, I flew free, like, anywhere in the world for free. My parents flew free anywhere in the world. And then I had a companion pass, which was, like, my girlfriend, my homie, like, my brother, whatever. Well, my neighbor, he set everything up for my parents. Well, I didn't know that he sent 7 of his friends to Chile for the weekend. It was like $7,000 that was coming out of my paycheck.
What?
I didn't know that. So there was like weeks, because I think we got paid.
He did that on your
account?
Yeah,
on my
account.
How
did you pull that off?
Because I gave him my password, when in reality I was just like, I sat next to him. And I was just like, I was looking at everything. I guess he saw me type in my password or something. So he logged in, went on his computer.
Oh my gosh.
And then did
he
everything.
Stole your flights.
Yeah, he stole my flights. So there was a span of like 6 months where I didn't get paid. I was doing like 120 hours. Like I was doing like double. So I would work like 18
did
hour
you
days.
Complain? Like how did you? How
so
did you
I went to headquarters and I was like, hey, why am I not getting paid? I was like, all these fucking hours that I'm doing, I was like, I'm asking my parents for money. And I was like, I work more than they do.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? You know? And they're like, yeah, man. So, like, do you know who Edward Sanchez is? I was like, who the fuck is that? They're like, well, you sent him to Chile and then back, you know, from Chile back. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know that person. And then there was like 6 other people. I was like, I have no idea who these people are. And they're like, well, did someone log into your account and like send? I was like, bro, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, sorry, man. We'll look into it. They never did. I stopped showing up to work. I legitimately just like one day I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not getting paid. Fucking like, you know, I'm working 18 hours a day just so I can make, you know, good money.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's definitely more legwork you could have done. But also like. That's shitty. Like that sucks, man.
Oh, dude. Like,
as far as like who you could have gone to, I don't know. I don't know how it works in that company.
Because I mean, I went. Obviously, I went to like my lead.
Yeah.
He went to him, and I was just like, yo, like I have bills. Like I have a car note. I have insurance. I have my phone bill. I got to give my parents money for rent.
How did you like? I just.
I don't know. I just like. It got to the point where I was like, you know what? Like, I was like, this fucking sucks. Apparently he got fired like 2.5 years ago, but I have no idea. I don't talk to the guy no more.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I actually went into his house. Yeah.
Okay.
And I.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Come
wait a
on,
second,
dude. You can't say that shit.
Oh my god.
He let me in his house.
Hey. So now I don't. Now no one will feel for you.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, on, this
man.
Was like four.
Golly,
no, not 4 years
dude.
Ago.
You
like
just
3.5 years
to
ago.
Crime.
No, he let me in his house. I was like, hey, you want to buy an
okay? Hey. Because now I got to beep that part out.
Yeah.
You fucking
wait,
idiot.
For real?
Damn. No.
Okay. Yeah, he just fucking admitted to a crime. openly to the world. You could be fucking charged with that, you idiot.
Who let me in his house?
That doesn't mean
I was talking to him.
It doesn't matter.
You said, but you still, it doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. You still said, oh,
you
I
still submit. You still, I committed this crime, even though somebody let. Just because I let you in my house doesn't give you the right to fucking do whatever you want to fucking do in my house.
Make this part of the secret patrons, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well.
Okay. Title of the episode now.
Right.
Also,
Corey admits a crime.
Second, like, does it actually work like that?
Hmm? Huh?
Can you actually be charged like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations in Texas?
Yo, this song is good.
Man, yeah, music would be cool. Yeah.
It's like you're on my playlist right now.
So what kind of road bike is that up there? Is that like fancy or something?
Yeah, sure. It's a
Bianchi. Sounds French or
it's
Italian.
It's Italian. It's the oldest bicycle manufacturer in the world. It's a Bianchi Via Nerone 7. And then that's a Peugeot Isaron.
So you're a road bike guy.
Which is that's a French bike. Oh, that's
cool. Do you ride to work?
No. Fuck that.
How
dude.
Far is that?
Depends which building I'm working in. The farthest one's like 35 miles from here, which is not bad. Like, that's what I ride on the weekends. Like, a day I'll do like 35 miles.
Exactly. That's what I figured. I figured you, honestly, a lot of people ride to work.
Yeah. No, fuck
right?
that, dude. I'm not trying to get fucking killed.
All the guys I've met that, like, do it. Oh,
5 years, so you can be charged with that.
Oh, shit, still. Yeah. Bleep it out, please.
Yo.
5 years from a crime date?
From that specific crime.
That's dumb, dude.
Oh, that's like three.
Well,
and
I committed
now.
A crime that I got charged for, so I can talk about it, right?
Sure.
You know, you guys talked about how you carry.
Yeah.
I don't carry anymore. I can't.
Oh, wow. Can we ask why?
Because you have a felony, or
no? It was a Class A, but Class A misdemeanor. But they tacked on unlawful carry on there.
Ah.
But guess what? My gun was locked in my glove box. It's weird, man.
Were you underage?
No, I had a license for it and everything.
How is it an unlawful carry then?
Exactly.
Why didn't you fight it?
I did. I got it taken off. But since I got it taken off and I had a conviction, since you have any conviction, doesn't matter what it is, and you have a license, apparently, you have a suspension on that license for 5 years.
So when can you carry again?
Suspension on the carry license.
You had
not
a,
my actual license.
You had a
LTC?
You had a concealed carry license?
Yeah.
Or a license to carry? Which one?
Well, it was a newer, so it was license to carry.
Oh, okay.
It was LTC. I don't know what. There's not. They're not different anymore, right?
Or, no,
or
it's the same thing. In?
Huh?
They're not different anymore, right?
Well,
they made them the same thing.
I was gonna say, like, if you had a concealed carry permit, when they converted everything to license to carry, I wonder if that would fall off if the conviction was based on that.
Look it up.
I don't give a fuck enough to.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You don't care about my life? I'm just kidding.
No,
dude.
Don't.
We just met, so, yeah.
He doesn't care about either of
hey,
us.
Hey, man,
so
it's cool, man. It's whatever. I thought we were bonding. It's whatever.
I mean, we can, but.
The only person he bonds with is his wife.
Yeah, I get that. Why wouldn't he, dude? Come on.
And that's,
she's fucking hot. So.
That's not what I meant. Not really where I was trying to go with that. I just meant just your wife, right? When did you meet her?
In high school.
Really?
Oh, that's
yeah.
cute
oh,
as
shit.
Fuck.
That's so cute.
Relax, Tito. Let's go back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, that's wow, that's cool, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, we met in high school, but didn't start dating until 2012.
When did you graduate?
2009.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You're old, man.
I know, dude. No, fucking 30.
Kidding, yeah.
Everybody keeps blowing my shit up, man.
Why?
Selling shoes, people showing up for appointments, or like getting ready to
Are
be
you
here.
Selling shoes?
Yes. Well, I'm selling a pair of shoes.
The Yeezys?
No, they're yeah. Fear of Gods. They're Nikes. Made by Jerry Lorenzo.
I'm not into the kicks, man.
Yeah.
I guess
that's
a
okay.
thing.
You don't have to be.
No, I know. I'm just, that's a thing, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm just
bro.
A surprise.
Yeah,
bro,
it
that's
is.
A
whole, it's a
that's
big
like,
thing.
It's a huge thing, huh?
People have income.
Buy and resell?
Yeah, yeah. Subculture makes like a lot of money, dude.
There's this kid who makes like millions off of that shit.
There's a guy who was legitimately homeless and started selling. Like, he got enough money to start buying some shoes,
yeah.
like a couple pairs, started flipping them. He now, oh, like, I think he owns two stores. Like JC Lopez.
I think it's like three or four
is
now.
An American story right there.
Like legitimately like homeless, JC? Dude. Yeah, JC.
Just freaking,
he's so cool, dude.
Yeah,
he's cool. Fucking so cool.
I love people like that, man.
Now this dude like he broke his I think he broke his foot or his ankle or some shit like that. He had a Dior boot. Like a Dior.
Dior is a designer.
Yeah,
brand.
Yeah. Like Christian Dior.
Clarifying. I'm not.
Boot. He had a Louis Vuitton boot. Yeah. Like, this, like that's how you know you like you made it. Like.
Yeah, Christian Dior is like.
If you can just like notch. Have someone make a custom Christian Dior.
Yeah. The only reason I know about any of these companies is from stocks. You, it's not even from the actual products they make. So when I first started my podcast, it was a finance podcast. It's a little fun fact.
That sounds fucking boring.
And and guess why I don't do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it right there. It was me. It was only me. And yeah. I'm like, you know, here's, you know, Toasty Podcast. Let's talk about finance. And it was just me talking, of course, because I talk way too much.
That sounds fucking boring.
But at the end,
dude,
of the podcast, I'm like, man, I'm not even into it. Like, I'm just like, ugh.
I have a question. You might have said this yesterday, like, but disgusting. Why did you name it Toasty Podcast?
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't ask, you know, but it's not, there's not really a story to it. Like, really, it's just the name I came up with. And like, I thought, you know, you make a story behind it. Oh my God. You know, I'm like, we're getting toasty on topics. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
It's not about like smoking weed, but everyone wants to think that, obviously.
I thought it was like getting toasty, like warm.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, but yeah,
I was going to say yesterday, like, it was pretty cold in that fucking warehouse.
Yeah.
I told you guys it's chilly.
You should call your shop the bread oven.
The bread oven, dude. So the,
or the bread barn.
The part of the, like,
bread
the
bank.
The part of it that's actually my business, Toasty Creations, LLC. Okay. That's part probably is you can go to cars, you know.
Yeah.
Like custom stuff you do.
Yeah.
I fucks with it.
You know, like, I don't know. I just thought that's what it was. The topics we talk about are quote-unquote controversial.
F-U-C-K it.
Air quotes, controversial.
All right, well, I got a guy outside waiting on me.
Oh, shit. Should have said something.
So
really?
Yeah, he just pulled up.
Oh.
What time is it, dude?
1:30.
Oh, we've gone a little bit long, I think, huh?
Yeah.
Longer than we normally do.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I just
No, you're good, bro. Yesterday, we talked for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Two and a half hours.
That's true, man. So if you want to hang out after this, feel free.
Yeah, that's what we usually do, yeah.
They usually just, like, kick it in the garage while I work. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sundays.
Sundays are for the boys.
Sundays are for the boys. Balls deep with the homies.
Huh? I usually sleep on the afternoons.
Oh, well, yeah, well.
You can go home and sleep. It's fine.
Or you can be like Rio and fucking sleep on the floor.
That'll be like Rio.
All right. Well,
don't sleep on the floor.
We've done 2 hours.
So. Oh, wow. Smoked. Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
So if you want to hear.
It's fucking weird. Goodbye.
If you want to hear the good part of this, you can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/garagenoise. It's only a fucking dollar, so stop being a bitch and get it.
Yeah. he's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Hell yeah, I guess.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Brother. Hell so, yeah, brothers.
Later.
All right, stay toasty. Fucks.
I don't know, dude. How did you think you did?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm fine. It's great. I was just chilling, dude. Like, I straight up did not come on here with an agenda.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. Y'all have a good one. That's the end of the podcast now. And you mean... He said, you know, stay toasty, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fuck off.
Toast your fucking bread.
Toast your balls. Toast your balls.
Toast your balls, bitch.
Remember to stay toasty.
Oh, my God, dude. You guys have an Instagram, right?
Balls Deep with the Homies.
Yeah. That's what it is. At Balls Deep with the Homies.
Yo, you have to do it.
Make an Instagram, too.
I'm about to change my Instagram.
All right.
Balls Deep with the Homies. All right, goodbye.
Fuck off.